What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I appreciate you joining me and listening in. This week, we're going to talk about a great game, a game that majority of us have, in fact, played. Many versions of this game. This game, of course, is Super Mario Kart. We are going to talk about the Super Nintendo version, the very first one to come out. Hope you guys had a chance to play this as a kid. I know it greatly influenced my life. I didn't become a NASCAR race driver or anything like that, but man, I loved playing and talking about this game. So let's get into it. Super Mario Kart is a 1992 kart racing video game developed and published by Nintendo for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System video game console. The first game of the Mario Kart series, it was released in Japan and North America in 1992, and in Europe the following year in 1993, selling a whopping 8.76 million copies worldwide. The game went on to become the fourth best-selling SNES game of all time. Super Mario Kart was re-released on the Wii Virtual Console in 2009 and on the Wii U Virtual Console in 2013. Nintendo re-released Super Mario Kart in 2017 as part of the company's Super NES Classic Edition. In Super Mario Kart, the player takes control of one of eight Mario series characters, each with differing capabilities. In single-player mode, players can race against computer-controlled characters in multi-race cups over three different difficulty levels. During the races, offensive and speed-boosting power-ups can be used to gain an advantage. Alternatively, players can race against the clock in a time trial mode. In multiplayer mode, two players can simultaneously take part in the cups or can race against each other one-on-one in match race mode. In third multiplayer mode, battle mode, the aim is to defeat the other players by attacking them with power-ups, destroying balloons which surround each cart. Super Mario Kart received positive reviews and was praised for its presentation, innovation, and the use of Mode 7 graphics. It has been ranked among the greatest video games of all time by several magazines and organizations. It is often credited with creating the kart racing subgenre of video games, leading other developers to try to duplicate its success. The game is also seen as having been key to expand the Mario series into non-platforming games. The diversity has led it to become the best-selling game franchise of all time. Several sequels to Super Mario Kart have been released for consoles, handhelds, and in arcades, each enjoying critical and commercial success. While some elements have developed throughout the series, the core experience from Super Mario Kart has remained intact. Super Mario Kart is a kart racing game featuring several single and multiplayer modes. During the game, players take control of one of eight Mario franchise characters, each with differing capabilities, and drive karts around tracks with a Mario franchise theme. In order for them to begin driving, Lakitu will appear with a traffic light hanging on his fishing pole at the starting line, which starts the countdown. When the light turns green, the race or battle officially begins. During a race, the player's viewpoint is from behind his or her cart. The goal of the game is to either finish a race ahead of other racers, who are controlled by the computer or other players, or complete a circuit in the fastest time. There is also a battle mode in which the aim is to attack the carts of the other human players. Tiles marked with question marks are arrayed on the racetracks. They give special abilities or power-ups to a player's cart if the vehicle passes over them. Power-ups, such as the ability to throw shells and bananas, allow racers to hit others with the objects, causing them to spin and lose control. A cart that obtains the star power-up is temporarily invulnerable to attack. Computer players have specific special powers associated with each character that they are able to use throughout the race. And I'll tell you right now, man, Mario and Luigi with the star power, it's ridiculous. They will use that thing constantly when they are losing or just behind you. I mean, as soon as it goes off, 3 seconds later, boom, it's right back. It is very frustrating. Lines of coins are found on the tracks in competitive race modes. By running over these coins, a kart collects them and increases its top speed. Having coins also helps players when the kart is hit by another. Instead of spinning and losing control, they lose a coin. Coins are also lost when karts are struck by power-ups or fall off the tracks. The game features advanced maneuvers such as power sliding and hopping. Power sliding allows a kart to maintain its speed while turning, although executing the maneuver for too long causes the kart to spin. Hopping helps a kart execute tight turns. The kart makes a short hop and turns in the air, speeding off in the new direction when it lands. Reviewers praised Super Mario Kart's gameplay, describing the battle mode as addictive and the single-player gameplay as incredible. IGN stated that the gameplay mechanics define the genre. Super Mario Kart has two single-player modes, Mario Kart GP, which stands for Grand Prix, and Time Trial. In Mario Kart GP, one player is required to race against 7 computer-controlled characters in a series of 5 races, which are called cups. Initially, there are 3 cups available, the Mushroom Cup, the Flower Cup, and the Star Cup, at 2 difficulty levels, 50cc and 100cc. By winning all 3 of the cups at the 100cc level, a 4th cup, the Special Cup, is unlocked. Winning all 4 cups at 100cc unlocks a new difficulty level, the 150cc. Each cup consists of 5 5-lap races, each taking place on a distinct track. In order to continue through a cup, a position of 4th or higher must be achieved in each race. If a player finishes in the 5th to 8th position, they are ranked out and the race must be replayed at the cost of 1 of a limited number of lives, until a placing of 4th or above is achieved. If the player has no lives when the rank out, the game is over. Points are accrued by finishing in the top 4 positions in a race. First to 4th place receive 9, 6, 3, and 1 point. If a player finished in the same position 3 times in a row, then an extra life is rewarded. The finishing order for that race will then become the starting grid for the next race. For example, if a player finished in first place, then that player will start the next race in the same position. The racer with the highest number of points after all 5 races have been completed wins the cup. In time trial mode, players race against the clock through the same tracks that are present in Mario Kart GP mode, attempting to set the fastest time possible. I'm going to tell you right now, I have never played time trial mode, never spent a second in time trial mode. I don't know what I'm missing. I mean, I know what it's about, but I've just never had any desire to do it. Super Mario Kart has 3 multiplayer modes, Mario Kart GP, Match Race, and Battle Mode. The multiplayer modes support 2 players, and the second player uses the bottom half of the screen, which is used as a map in the single player modes. Mario Kart GP is the same as in single player, the only difference being that there are now 2 human-controlled and 6 computer-controlled drivers. Match Race involves 2 players going head-to-head on a track of their choice without any opponents. In Battle Mode, the 2 players again go head-to-head, but this time in 1 of 4 dedicated Battle Mode courses. Each player starts with 3 balloons around their kart, which can be popped by power-ups fired by the other player. The first player to have all 3 of their balloons popped loses. Super Mario Kart features 8 playable characters from the Mario series: Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, Donkey Kong Jr., Koopa Trooper, and Toad. Each character's kart has different capabilities with differing levels of top speed, acceleration, and handling. Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, and Toad returned in all of the subsequent Mario Kart games, starting with Mario Kart 64. During races, computer-controlled characters have special items or superpowers, which they can use. These powers are specific to each character. For example, Yoshi drops eggs, which cause players who hit them to lose coins and spin, while Donkey Kong Jr. throws bananas. The characters are rendered as sprites portrayed from 16 different angles. More recently, Nintendo Joe called the sprites not so pretty when they were rendered at a distance, and IGN has commented on the dated look of the game. Super Mario Kart was the first game to feature playable characters from the Mario series other than Mario or Luigi in a non-platforming game, and the selection and different attributes of the characters is regarded as one of the game's strengths, IGN describing a well-balanced all-star cast. All the characters present in Super Mario Kart have gone on to appear in later games in the series, except for Donkey Kong Jr. and Koopa Troopa, who have only appeared intermediately after being replaced by Wario and Donkey Kong, respectively, in Mario Kart 64. The tracks in Super Mario Kart are based on locations in Super Mario World, such as Donut Plains. Each of the four cups contains five different tracks for a total of 20 unique tracks. Additionally, there are four unique battle mode courses. The course outlines are marked by an impassable barrier and feature a variety of bends ranging from sharp hairpins to wide curves, which players can power slide through. Numerous obstacles themed from the Mario Kart series appear, such as Thwomps in the Bowser Castle track, and Cheep Cheep from Super Mario World and Koopa Beach and Pipe barriers, which are found in the Mario Kart circuit. Other features included off-road sections which slow down the carts, such as the Mud Bogs and the Choco Island tracks. Each single-player track is littered with coins and power-up tiles, as well as turbo tiles which give the carts a boost of speed and jumps which launch the carts in the air. The tracks have received positive commentary, with GameSpy describing them as wonderfully designed and IGN calling them perfect. When naming its top 5 Mario Kart tracks of all time in 2008, 1UP.com named Battle Mode Course 4 at number 3 and Rainbow Road, along with the subsequent versions in the series, at number 1. I will say Battle Mode Course 4 is my favorite. The track themes in Super Mario Kart influenced later games in the series. Reoccurring themes that first appeared in Super Mario Kart included Haunted Tracks, Bowser's Castle, and Rainbow Road. Some of the tracks from Super Mario Kart have been duplicated in later games. All 20 of the original tracks are unlockable as an extra feature in the Game Boy Advance sequel Mario Kart Super Circuit. Remakes of Mario Circuit 1, Donut Plains 1, Koopa Beach 2, and Choco Island 2 appear as part of the Retro Grand Prix series in the Mario Kart DS. Remakes of Ghost Valley 2, Mario Circuit 3, and Battle Course 4 appear as part of the Retro Grand Prix and battles in the Mario Kart Wii. Remakes of Mario Circuit 2 and Rainbow Road appear as part of the Retro Grand Prix in Mario Kart 7. A remake of Donut Plains 3 appears as part of the Retro Grand Prix and battles in Mario Kart 8. A second remake of Rainbow Road appears with Mario Kart 8's first downloadable content pack. And a remake of Battle Course 1 appears as a Retro Battle Course in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Super Mario Kart was produced by Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto and directed by Tadashi Sugiyama and Hideki Kono. The development team set out to produce a racing game capable of displaying two players on the same game screen simultaneously, in contrast to the single-player gameplay of F-Zero. This led to simpler tracks than those of F-Zero. Computer and video games suggest that this initial emphasis on creating a two-player experience is the reason for the game's horizontal split screen during single-player. Battle mode was developed from the desire to create a one-on-one mode where victory was not determined simply by competing for rank. Masato Kimura, who worked on F-Zero, served as the lead programmer for Super Mario Kart. The game did not start out as a Mario series game, and the first prototype featured a generic kart racer character. The team decided that characters 3 heads tall would best suit the design of the carts. They did not decide to incorporate Mario characters until a few months into development. The choice was made after the development team, when observing how one cart looked at another driving past it, decided to see what it would look like with Mario in the cart. Thinking that having Mario in the cart looked better than previous designs, the idea of a Mario-themed racing game was born. Notable in the development of Super Mario Kart was its use of Mode 7 graphics. First seen in F-Zero, Mode 7 is a form of texture mapping available on the SNES, which allows a plane to be rotated and scaled freely, achieving a pseudo three-dimensional appearance. 1UP.com have credited the use of Mode 7 with giving the game graphics which at the time of release were breathtaking. Retrospective reflection on Mode 7 visuals was mixed, with IGN stating that the once revolutionary technology now looks cruddy and flickery. No kidding, things go out of date. I don't know why IGN has such a problem with that. Super Mario Kart featured a DSP, digital signal processor chip. DSPs were used in SNES games as they provided a better handling of floating point calculations to assist with three-dimensional maths. The DSP-1 chip that was used in Super Mario Kart went on to be the most popular DSP chip to be used in SNES games. The music for the title was created by composer Soya Oka. Super Mario Kart received critical acclaim and proved to be a commercial success. It received a Player's Choice release after selling 1 million copies and went on to sell 8.76 million copies worldwide, becoming the fourth best-selling game ever for the SNES. In Japan, it was the top-selling game in September 1992 and became a multi-million seller in 1992, eventually selling a total of 3.82 million in Japan. In Europe, it was the top-selling game during the first quarter of 1993, above the Sega Mega Drive titles Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Streets of Rage 2 during the same period. In the United Kingdom, Super Mario Kart was the top-selling Super NES game in February 1993, and it went on to be the seventh best-selling game of 1993, with more than 250,000 sales in the country. Aggregate scoring sites GameRankings and MobyGames both give an average of more than 90%. Critics praised the game's Mode 7 graphics. Another aspect of the game to have been praised is its gameplay, which Thunderbolt has described as the deepest and most addictive to be found on the SNES console. Retrospective reviews of the game have been positive, with perfect scores given by review sites including Thunderbolt and Honest Gamers. The use of the style and characters from the Mario franchise was also praised, as well as the individual characteristics of each racer. Mean Machines described the game as having struck gold in a way that no other, not even its sequels, have matched, and GameSpot named the game as one of the greatest games of all time for its innovation, gameplay, and visual style. Entertainment Weekly wrote that although the game might appear to be a cynical attempt by Nintendo to cash in on its Super Mario franchise, the review concluded that plunking the familiar characters down in souped-up go-karts actually makes for a delightful racing game. GamePro said the game does an excellent job of capturing the thrill of go-kart racing, and wraps it up with the familiar fun Mario Land atmosphere. The reviewer also praised the use of Mode 7 and challenging CPU-controlled opponents. Super Mario Kart has been listed among the best games ever made several times. In 1996, Next Generation listed it as number 37 of the top 100 games of all time, commenting that the controls are elegantly designed to offer supreme fun. In 1999, Next Generation listed Super Mario Kart as number 7 on their top 50 games of all time, commenting that imitated 1,000 times but never, ever equaled. Mario Kart changed the rules for the driving game and gave the world one of the most engrossing and addictive two-player experiences ever. Electronic Gaming Monthly ranked it as the 15th best console game of all time, attributing its higher ranking than Mario Kart 64 to its superior track design and power-ups. IGN ranked it as the 15th best game ever in 2005, describing it as the original karting masterpiece, and as the 23rd best game ever in 2007, discussing its originality at time of release. The Age placed it at number 19 on the list of the 50 best games in 2005, and in 2007, Edge ranked Super Mario Kart at number 14 on a list of their 100 best games, noting its continued influence in video game design. The game is also included in Yahoo Games UK's list of the 100 greatest games of all time, which praises the appealing characters and power-ups, and 1UpCom's Essential 50, a list of the 50 most important video games ever made. The game placed 13th in official Nintendo Magazine's 100 greatest Nintendo games of all time. Guinness World Records ranked it at number 1 on a list of top 50 console games of all time based on initial impact and legacy. Game Informer ranked the game at 35th on the top 100 games of all time in 2001, praising the game's Mode 7 revolutionary racing games. Super Mario Kart has been credited with inventing the kart racing subgenre of video gaming, and soon after its release, several other developers attempted to duplicate its success. In 1994, less than 2 years after the release of Super Mario Kart, Sega released Sonic Drift, a kart racing game featuring characters from Sonic Hedgehog series. Also in 1994, Ubisoft released Street Racer, a kart racing game for the SNES and Mega Drive Genesis, which included a four-player mode not present in Super Mario Kart. Apogee Software released Wacky Wheels for PC, and Atari Corporation released Atari Karts for the Atari Jaguar in 1995. Future games that followed in the mold of Super Mario Kart included South Park Racing Rally, Konami Crazy Racers, Diddy Kong Racing, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, and several racing games in the Crash Bandicoot series. Response to the karting games released since Super Mario Kart has been mixed, with GameSpot describing them as tending to be bad, while 1UP.com notes that countless developers have tried to improve upon the Mario Kart formula without success. Super Mario Kart is also credited as being the first non-platforming game to feature multiple playable characters from the Mario franchise. As well as several sequels, Nintendo has released numerous other sporting and non-sporting Mario spin-offs since Super Mario Kart, a trend in part accredited to the commercial and critical success of the game. The Mario characters have appeared in many sports games, including those related to basketball, baseball, golf, tennis, and soccer. Non-sporting franchises using the Mario characters have also been created, including the Super Smash Bros. Series of fighting games and the Mario Party series of board game-based party games. Mario series characters have also made cameos in games from other series such as SSX On Tour and NBA Street Volume 3, both published by EA Sports. The genre-spanning nature of the Mario series that was sparked off by the success of Super Mario Kart has been described as key to the success and longevity of the franchise, keeping fans interested despite the infrequency of traditional Mario platforming games. Following this model, the Mario series has gone on to become the best-selling video game franchise of all time, with 193 million units sold as of January 2007. Almost 40 million units ahead of second-ranked franchise Pokemon, also by Nintendo. Super Mario Kart was released on the Japanese Virtual Console on June 9, 2009, and later in North America on November 23, 2009. Previously, when naming it as one of the most wanted games for the platform in November 2008, Eurogamer stated that problems emulating the Mode 7 graphics were responsible for its absence. The game was also released for the Wii U Virtual Console in Japan during June 2013, and in Europe on March 27, 2014. In addition, North America users were able to get the game started from August 6, 2014 to celebrate the 22nd anniversary of the game, which also includes the new game update to Mario Kart 8 on August 27, 2014. Nintendo re-released Super Mario Kart in 2017 as part of the company's Super NES Classic Edition. Super Mario 3D World has a stage with a look based on the Mario Circuit racetracks from Super Mario Kart. A remixed version of the music can also be heard. Super Mario Odyssey also has a remix, when racing an RC car around a track in New Donk City in the Metro Kingdom. Several sequels to Super Mario Kart have been brought out for successive generations of Nintendo consoles, each receiving commercial success and critical acclaim. While some elements have developed throughout the series, the core experience from Super Mario Kart has remained intact. The first sequel, Mario Kart 64, was released for the Nintendo 64 and was the first Mario Kart game to feature fully 3D graphics. Although reviewers, including IGN and GameSpot, felt that the single-player gameplay was lacking compared to its predecessor, the simultaneous four-person multiplayer modes, a first for the Nintendo 64, was praised. The second sequel, Mario Kart Super Circuit, was released for the Game Boy Advance in 2001. It was described by GameSpot as more of a remake of Super Mario Kart than a sequel to Mario Kart 64 and featured a return to the graphical style of the original. As well as featuring all new tracks, players could unlock the original SNES tracks if certain achievements are completed. Mario Kart Double Dash was released for the GameCube in 2003. Unlike any other Mario Kart game before or since, it features two riders in each kart, allowing for a new form of cooperative multiplayer where one player controls the kart's movements and the other fires weapons. Mario Kart DS, released for the Nintendo DS in 2005, was the first Mario Kart game to include online play via the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection. It went on to become the best-selling handheld racing game of all time, selling 7.83 million copies. The game also marked the debut of tracks appearing in previous games. Mario Kart Wii was released for the Wii in 2008 and incorporates motion controls and 12-player racing. Like Mario Kart DS, it includes online play. It also allows racers to play as user-created Miis after unlocking the Mii character. as well as Mario series characters, and comes packaged with a Wii Wheel peripheral, which can act as the game's primary control mechanism when coupled with a Wii remote. Mario Kart Wii went on to be the worldwide best-selling game of 2008, ahead of another Nintendo game, the Wii Fit, and the critically acclaimed Grand Theft Auto 4. Mario Kart 7 for the Nintendo 3DS was released in 2011, which features racing on land, sea, and air. Also in Mario Kart 7 is the ability to customize your kart and race in first-person mode. Three Mario Kart arcade games have been released: Mario Kart Arcade GP in 2005, Mario Kart Arcade GP 2 in 2007, and Mario Kart Arcade GP DX in 2013. All of them were developed jointly by Nintendo and Namco and feature classic Namco characters including Pac-Man and Blinky. The most recent entry in the series is Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U, which was released by the end of May 2014, which brings back gliders and propellers from Mario Kart 7, as well as 12-player racing in Mario Kart Wii. Mario Kart 8 also includes a new feature called Mario Kart TV, where players can watch highlights of previous races and upload them to YouTube. Another new feature is anti-gravity racing, where players can race on walls and ceilings. An enhanced port titled Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was released on the Nintendo Switch on April 28, 2017. The game keeps most elements from the Wii U version, while adding more characters, kart battles, battle modes, and battle stages. The port received universal critical acclaim and has sold over 20 million copies as of August 2020, becoming the best-selling game for the console. As the series has progressed, many aspects included in Super Mario Kart have been developed and altered. The power-up boxes, which are flat against the track in Super Mario Kart due to the technical limitations of the SNES, becoming floating boxes in later games. The roster of racers has expanded in recent games to include a greater selection of Nintendo characters, including some which had not been created at the time of Super Mario Kart's release, such as Petey Piranha from Super Mario Sunshine, who appeared in Mario Kart Double Dash. Multiplayer has remained a key feature of the series and has expanded from the two-player modes available in Super Mario Kart, first to allow up to four simultaneous players in split-screen in Mario Kart 64, then leveraging the GameCube's LAN adapter for up to 16 players in Mario Kart Double Dash, and eventually supporting up to 12 simultaneous online players in Mario Kart Wii. Many of the track themes have been retained throughout the series, including Rainbow Road, the final track of the Special Cup, which has appeared in every Mario Kart console game. Other features present in Super Mario Kart have disappeared from the series. These include the superpowers of the computer characters, the feather power-up, which allows you to jump high into the air, and having a restricted number of lives. The only other Mario Kart games to feature the coin collection of the original are Mario Kart Super Circuit, Mario Kart 7, and Mario Kart 8. The aspects of style and gameplay from Super Mario Kart have been retained throughout the series and have led Nintendo to face criticism for a lack of originality, but the franchise is still considered to be a beloved household name by many, known for its familiar core gameplay. There you have it. There is the history of Super Mario Kart for the SNES and the Super Mario Kart, well, the Mario Kart franchise as a whole. I remember when my friend Peter got this game. We played this game. It was whatever year that was. I don't think we got it right when it came out. But our entire summer was Mario Kart. I mean, just straight up Mario Kart, nothing else. I think we had Super Mario World, Street Fighter, and Mario Kart. And Super Mario World and Street Fighter would get played when we absolutely just could not handle any more Mario Kart, or when we got pissed at each other because someone was whooping someone's butt. When we got the special road for the special cup for the first time, we would have to aggressively just beat all the other players and try to get the other human player to get in the fourth position at least. And it was a lot of fun, but man, was it stressful. Yeah, I own and have played every single Mario Kart game in the series, and Super Mario Kart on the SNES is one that I continually go back to. In fact, my son has played a lot of the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch, and every time he's given an opportunity, he turns it off and he goes back and plays Super Mario Kart on the SNES edition for the Switch. And that little makes me very happy to see that, that even though he's got all these cool newer ones, he still digs the original like his old man. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you had fun listening to it and learned some things. If you have any questions or comments, rebukes, rebuttals, feel free to email me at retrobengaming@gmail.com. If not, take some time in the next week to play some Mario Kart. Let me know how you did. As always, be good people, be good to yourself, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.